Hey, hi everybody. Welcome to the most anticipated podcast of the year. This is Laymon Podcast. We are glad to bring this for you and just for you, and I mean you alone. Yes. My name is Malaki. I've got this amazing young man right here with me. His name is Marvel. Let me introduce him before he gets to introduce himself. So we'll be bringing you lots of information today. What are we talking about, Marvel?
Well, first, my name is Marvel, and I have pride. That's what they say. It's all good. Well, today we want to be looking at what $5,000 can do for your music game. If you're an artist, all right, or if you're a talent manager.
Let's be specific. An indie artist. Yeah. Am I trying to box this or
is it? Yeah. So basically, we are trying to help an indie artist and maybe record label, maybe a new record label, can want to learn from this too.
So you're thinking of taking your sound, your music, your writings, great songwriter who sings and performs also, thinking of taking it out of your corner and out of your house to penetrate the mainstream market. Let's see what this can do for you.
Exactly.
So let's go straight to the point.
Yeah, so indie artist, and if you have $5,000 right now.
Right now, today.
Like, nah. All right, this is what we suggest that you can use it for. So first is record a song. Now, recording a song probably you'd see producers that could record your song between $200 to $300.
Let me cut it. What you mean recording? I think we should is mixing and mastering all that.
Yeah, so this is part of mix and master. This does not include maybe songwriting fee if someone is supposed to write the song for you. Just includes you performing the song, and the producer, like the studio engineer, gets to put the song together for you and master the song. That's what it is.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
So how much?
I said between $200 and $300 can do this.
Hi.
Bye. Yeah, all right, yeah. So moving forward, the second one is you probably would love to do a low-cost video.
So why not doing promo first before the video? Why not promote the audio before the video?
Okay, so there are different ways people would love to promote the video, to promote that works, right? But for me...
What works?
Different thing works, actually. So for me, I just think that putting out everything, your visuals and your audio, is like...
But bro, it's costly to actually get to play on the mainstream stations. Should I mention names? Probably like MTV Base, Trace.
What do you mean it's expensive to play on them? They actually play your songs for free. If your video meets that standard, right? But
no, for a young artist who's trying to penetrate your standard, it's quite easier to play Drake songs. It's actually easy to play Kirk Franklin,
Kirk song.
Yeah, it's easier to play a Frank Edward song. You understand? Probably than an artist who's just starting his career, because basically, Davido fans will always want to watch because he knows his artist will get to play like a fan. No, that's my guy. That's the station. Let's put it there.
Okay.
So what's the station getting in return when they play young artists? You understand? Who doesn't really have the audience? So you have to pay to penetrate. That's like promotion.
Okay. So we're gonna get a TV person to come talk about that part. There's this back and forth between artist managers, promoters. When they say that artists should not pay for TV.
Is it payola? No, there's even between paying for promotion officially.
Payola?
Payola is like an OAP trying to get some money from
cash. Oh,
I get that. Play your song. It's illegal.
Okay, so that's what we're saying, right? There's an argument, right? The argument is some say, okay, cool, man. I was an OAP, so I can really tell this story. Send your song, I'll play it. If it meets my standard, I'll play it, right?
I think this really happened in Nigeria. A couple of weeks ago, I did a job for a client in Liberia. So I actually distributed songs to about 10 stations in Liberia. then I actually took the Nigerian approach out there to the guys I know over there, and and in which country, and in Tanzania, it was quite different because they love the song. Oh, cool! Let's play it on the show. So Nigerian approach is that you want to be aggressive with the promotion. That means you want to take over the A space and the A waves. So that's why sometimes that's why people get to pay. But I think if you pay, it should not be the OAP, it should be the station. The difference between paying the OAP and the station like so time. But let's not go into the argument. Let's move to the next one.
Well, that's really a deep argument, and we are going to get a radio and TV personality to talk about that. All right. So moving forward,
so let's start from the beginning again. Just
so from the recap from the beginning, number one, record your song. Number two,
for how much?
For $300 max. The next one, low cost video of $1,000.
More internet is one to call viral video, like a very low quality.
Yeah, like low quality video, like but not like low quality
with a good video.
Yeah, so $1,000 can give you that.
Okay.
And next one is photo shoot and branding.
Ooh, yes. Before you launch, you need to change your image, and you know, image is really, really necessary and composite sense. It's essential because that's how you want people to see you and the way what you give.
This is actually supposed to be very expensive, because for some people, for some artists, they take it very important. They take it very important, and so they can even travel all the way to get this done.
So it's your photo shoot and the brand.
Right, but so for this one, is just $100. You can look for someone who can do great work with $100, and they get to do that for you.
So branding,
yeah,
all in the photo shoot.
So when I talk about branding, not like the plenty stuff. You're an indie artist, so you have to be careful about how you spend. So more like your cover art, right? Is what I'm talking about, right?
Your quote,
your cover art, yeah, your quote, those little things you want to design, little designs,
your font,
yeah, all of that. Fonts are expensive. You cannot do that with $100.
It's okay.
So moving forward, the number four thing we suggest that you do. The first thing we suggest that you do is digital stores distribution.
Please take note that this is not in no particular order what we're listening.
Yeah, exactly. So digital stores distributions. All right. So, and this is just we suggesting something. All right, considering our own market, like, you know, what is obtainable in Lagos, Nigeria, actually. So yeah. But in also other parts of Nigeria and some part of Africa, right? So $200 can do that for you.
Is it just get the song on the stores? Does that include promotion and marketing?
That includes a bit of marketing, because $150 is what can really get your songs distributed on platforms.
So you promote to $50.
Oh yeah, so $50 could just help with a little from the person, right? So just a little, it's not plenty. All right, so moving forward, no, I'm sorry, for a single, right, this includes marketing. Yeah. So because for a single, between 40 to 60 to 80 can get that stuff for you. All right, so moving forward, TV plugins, which is very important. So for TV plugins, that's for your video.
You may not start, our advice, you may not start with the big stations, with the whole, you can start with some stations. Because I heard there's a station in Lagos that has lots of audience, Lagos, Nigeria, right here, that has the biggest audience here. But it's not that popular and branded, like, but they have the audience. So so you need to know the audience. You need to reach out to your audience.
So, well, that's him advising you, right? But for me, I would say go for the big stations. Put your money there.
An indie artist, my brother.
Yeah, yeah, an indie artist, you can go. You might not want to do like 10 of the stations. You can do like 3 big stations and then maybe 2 small stations.
Do you know how much this guy's budget? See, I think you need to see the budget of labels.
This is an indie artist, right?
Who's really, really good, or just a normal artist? Is it an artist with, I don't want to say Welshers. That exists. Welshers talents, like really, really crazy.
At the end of the day, for example, in Nigeria, it's not about your what people call Welshers talents, right? For me, I believe artist art, right? If you're painting a picture of something, can be something abstract. That's what it is. It's art. Art is art, right? I know he wouldn't agree with me on that. He's the good music guy. I'm also the good music guy. Don't get me wrong. But at the end of the day, I mean, we'll do a show. We'll define what good music is, by the way. All right, so moving forward, $1,000 can help you do something. Not like it's going to do great stuff, right? But
so what's the essence?
The essence is that if your stuff is good and it starts penetrating, what happens is that on the airwaves, generally, any good content that is good will always be played
with the low cost. Okay, I think low cost can be, you can work with a good producer, creative video director who doesn't do the normal things, who's really creative and create good stuff for you.
Yeah, you create good stuff, and the people want to play. So far the video quality is not wrong.
Yeah.
It's cool. And then you roll with the right camera, it comes out nice. I mean, the whole white background thing, you all know what I mean, right? All right, so moving forward, the number six thing, the sixth thing you could, oh, sorry, that's like, the seventh thing you do would be, understand that it's not in any particular order. Blogs, right?
About radio, you've not talked about radio.
Oh, I talked about radio. Radio plugins.
Okay.
So I did radio plugins, $1,000.
Okay.
TV plugins, $1,000.
Okay.
All right, blogs. So blogs would probably go for...
It's controversial.
That's actually controversial. So I say $500.
I see a lot of argument. People say some of the big blogs we know don't really have the big audience that they had before. That some of them, like what I mean is that it's wrong to pay money to some of the big blogs that people no longer visit there. I don't want to mention names. But I think for me, I think you should understand the blog that will work more with the music, with the sound, and where you can reach your audience. Of course, it's about your audience. You cannot take probably you do a folk song and you take it to Wazobia in Nigeria. It's quite crazy. Anyway, you do a cultural song and you take it to Classic FM or something. So I'm sorry about advertising. Am I advertising for them?
Oh yeah, you're not. I mean,
but you should know the right station that works with you. Sometimes for a start, I think you should.
About blogs now.
Okay, blogs. Okay, for a start. Okay, blogs. Some blogs. Go ahead.
Yeah. So $500 is what we suggest that you should put in for blogs, right? So for me, I'd probably do three popular blogs that are music and entertainment related, not just gist blogs, right? And then I'll do other smaller blogs. That's what I'll do. All right, so logistics. You're not just going to spend money and then you don't count the logistics and the money you spend. So $1,000 for your logistics, for your transportation, for your wares, for, you know, stuff like that. And then last but not least, venue and DJ distributions.
Okay.
That's $300. Right? So, yeah. That's how we think you should spend your $5,000.
Yeah, I think real quick, what you did add, I think I don't know if it's already there. Do a small event. I think you should try to negotiate, work out deals with some.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, some lounge and some.
You probably just want to do.
Get to connect with new audience.
Yeah, with new audience.
Yeah, so to just let them see you perform live or something. Try to create new audience. So I think when you talk to.
So yeah, that you can replace that with venue and DJ distributions, right? $300 can give you. I mean, there are actually many other strategies. So I think for me, it's keeping it at what it is, what your money can do. Right? So yeah, so venue for venue distributions, event is important too. So you could want to scrap this and do the other. You would want to.
So which one will you go for if you're an artist?
Oh, if I was an artist that just dropped my debut single, I'll just go for venue and DJ distributions instead of doing an event.
It's okay. I wish your career well. Thank you so much for listening to this session of Lemon Podcast. We just did this for you just to help you see how you can advance your art and your craft. We'll be glad to see you hit the mainstream market and take over the world with your talent.
Exactly. So you can follow us up on different platforms. Lemon Podcast, all right, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all right, And you can also talk back to us. We love to hear you talk back to us.
So just hit up us, lemonpodcast@gmail.com. The lemon is double M. Yes, that's like my. It's your podcast, so that's why you had to do it your way and for you.
Exactly. Till some other time. My name is Marvel.
And my name is Malaki. It was glad having all of you here. Thank you so much.
Bye. Chop lemon.